Well, we should definitely be communicating with more modules than just that.
Guys, Check Engine Chuck here, and we're down at Lee's Auto Body, and we have this Chevy Malibu that is originally a no start condition, but we noticed that we can't communicate with anything except for the EBCM, and I think it was power steering control module.
All right, start off with checking our terminating resistance key off. We're going to go to pins 6 and 14.
What are we reading for resistance up there right now?
Open.
Completely open?
Completely open.
All right, tell me if it changes. Now we're hooked up to 6 and 14 key off. We're going to look at resistance, 69.5. Not a perfect 60 ohms, but not a perfect 120 either. Let's keep moving.
I'm going to disconnect the BCM here and see if we could then communicate with our BCM, because I think those are the two terminating resistor modules.
BCM disconnected. I got 125.8, which, I mean, that's still not a perfect 120, but I was still seeing 4 volts here.
Let's see if we can communicate with anything differently now that we have our PCM disconnected.
All right, we'll rescan. This is the launch turbo. This thing's really cool, honestly. It does everything all the launches do. It's just a little compact. The price tag on these things is pretty good, too. All right, now with the PCM unplugged, I can communicate with BCM, IPC, digital radio receiver. Let's see what else this communicates with now. All right, I could communicate with everything except for ECM and TCM pretty much here. Oh, HVAC, I can't. And ABS, I can't. I got to look into the diagram for how these communicate, but I want to get rid of all these funky codes here. All right, so I have ECM unplugged, TCM unplugged, EBCM unplugged. I'm going to plug my PCM back in and see what I can and cannot communicate with now. This is the brainstorming process before we start actually digging into anything too important here. But let's see. Do another health report on the turbo here. All right, so no real change with ECM plugged in and them unplugged. I could communicate with all this stuff, which is weird because I wasn't able to before. Now I'm going to plug everything back in. All right, now this is even weirder because everything's plugged in and I originally could talk to the EBCM, although I can't anymore. Let's try to enter it. Communication error. What kills me a little bit is I could talk to this passenger presence system, but I cannot. Oh, I can talk to the supplemental restraints, and it does go through there, so I'm going to ignore that. I had the key off, and the key wasn't off the entire time I was doing this, just on that last check. And mysteriously now, we can communicate. When I got here, key was on. I couldn't communicate really with much of anything. We still cannot communicate with TCM. We have some codes here, TCM to ECM. All right, I'm clearing codes out because this could have been done in the process of me unplugging and plugging things in. I'm now wondering if our TCM was bringing everything down, and then when I unplugged it, that's why everything came back to life. So I'm gonna load test the ground circuit here to this because I still can't communicate with it. All right, we are down there on pin 49 and she does not light up. We have a bad ground. All right, which is buried down there. All right, I'm down here. I found my ground. I don't think you can see it. I'm gonna loosen it, retighten it. Sometimes that cleans them up pretty good. All right, they're all grounded down there now, but I still don't have communication with TCM. I'm gonna go back to my connector and check for ground on there now. Still no ground there. I got a broken wire somewhere. I don't visually see where it's broken, and I'm waiting on my freaking short finder for power probe to come, but it's on back order or whatever through one of my tool guys. And I tapped in my own ground to the wire because I didn't feel like searching forever for the broken one. Rich is gonna go key on. I'm gonna go see if I could communicate now. Fuck it, see if it starts. Now, right? All right, I can communicate with the TCM now. ECM, BCM, TCM. Looking normal. We're going to clear all these out and then see what happens. All right. And now the reason it wouldn't crank for Rich is because we have the 615. This is after clearing all the codes. All right. Go to crank. Okay. I'm seeing no change on the coil energizers for the relay, pins 86 and 85. So let's dig into that. All right. So I'm going to send power to pin 32, which would be what I'm missing from the relay here, which would be the power signal to this thing. If that turns a starter, this thing needs an ECM. All right, so 32. That confirms that our circuitry from the PCM all the way to the starter through the starter relay is good, and we have that 615 code. I think it was a 615 for the starter relay circuit. The PCM is unable to determine that that circuit is good or send power to it. I'm gonna have Rich go back there, crank it a couple times, or attempt to crank it a couple times. Make sure I don't get any other codes besides this 615. I want to go into my data here, make sure none of my data looks really funky. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, do it again. Throttle body. All right, he did it about 20 times there. So scan here again, and still just the 615. All right, I'm gonna go to my crank request signal. I'm gonna make sure that it's getting a signal. You wanna go crank it again? Go ahead. Oh. Yeah, go ahead. Yep, I'm getting my signal. So this was a weird kind of chain of things that happened here. We found that the TCM was not grounded properly, but that wasn't the main fix here. The problem is that it has an ECM, which was bringing down communication with all modules except for the first two I was able to scan until I unplugged the PCM and the CAN network came back up. Now, that CAN network problem hasn't arisen again, but that is a byproduct of the PCM. So that's a diag. They'll have to get a PCM, and I'll come back and program it.